This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where we have now semi-official candidates for president. Both President Biden and President Trump won enough delegates in primaries yesterday so that they are each assured of the respective nominations of the two major parties. Isn't it time to look fairly seriously at what would be different about either a Biden second term or a Trump second term? Because one of those things is going to happen. Despite all of the excitement about who Robert Kennedy might pick as his running mate, whether it would be the former, some people think, future quarterback or the professional wrestler Jesse the Body Ventura, regardless of which of those two worthies he picks, the next president will not be Robert F. Kennedy. Marianne Levine is a national political reporter for the Washington Post, and she has just spent some time listening to and going over some of the stump speeches by President Donald Trump, which are always ecstatically received. They're also very substantial investments of time. Marianne, I understand that most recently, I believe it was in South Carolina, he gave a speech that lasted more than 2 hours. Is that right?
I think that's right. His speeches tend to go on between an hour and a half and 2 hours. It's not unusual for him to talk for that amount of time. But yes, they are quite long. They're a contrast to some of the other political events that we've been to, especially during the Republican primary. But yes, the Trump rallies tend to go on for quite some time.
And were you able to keep close attention to all of the excitement and all of the substance in those lengthy speeches?
So oftentimes when we're covering a Trump rally, we'll take notes. We have transcription services where we can see, where we pay close attention and listen very closely to what he has to say. But for the story we did on Monday, we went back and rewatched his rally in Rock Hill, South Carolina, which we felt was very emblematic of what a typical Trump rally is like. And for that story, we did go back, we did re-listen, transcribe, rewatch, and because sometimes you don't catch everything he's saying when you're in the room because there's a lot of information that he's putting out there, and so it can take a second sometimes to take a step back and figure out what the main points you're trying to tell the readers are about what he's saying.
And one of the things that's terrific about your article is it includes about 10 excerpts from these speeches so that as you're reading the material, you can actually see Trump giving representative samples of his rhetoric. You say that you refer to the Washington Post fact checker. You are reporting for the Washington Post. And that Washington Post fact checker found out that in the 4 years of his presidency, Trump offered a total of 30,573 untruths. That's an average of roughly 21 erroneous claims a day. Now, in this new campaign, is he keeping up with that record-breaking concentration of untruths? And what is the best example of a Trump untruth?
Well, perhaps the most salient example in his speech, in his speeches, which he mentions in almost every Trump rally, is just his denial of the 2020 election results. Trump continues to say in nearly every speech that the 2020 election was rigged, that the Democrats rigged the 2020 election, and that obviously is not true, but it's something that comes up and that is pretty central to his Trump speech. He talks a lot about the failed election, and he uses that message as a way to say, as a way to tell his supporters that they need to turn out in November to avoid a quote-unquote rigged election, which again is a false statement, but a statement he continues to make and is very central to his Trump speech right now.
You don't think there's any chance that if he actually doesn't win, that he would accuse the election of being rigged again, that it would be another stolen election? You can't imagine that, can you?
I think we can't predict what that's going to look like in November, but he has been telling his supporters that, basically putting out the message that there's no way that they can lose again in November if they turn out. And so I think he is very much setting stage for basically priming the people who are supporting him to expect a victory in November. And I think that is going to be the election denial is from 2020, I think, is going to continue to be a theme throughout the cycle. He leaned very heavily into it again in Georgia this past weekend when he was talking about some of his court cases. And so it's a theme that we're expecting to continue to hear from him in the coming months.
Oh, that was where he gave that two-hour speech, was Rome, Georgia, actually.
Yeah, correct. It was actually an hour and 15 minutes, but yes, about 2 hours.
Okay. Here is President Trump and the speech that you concentrate on in your very exhaustive work. Here is President Trump on the question of election denial, number two.
If this election ended as a failed election or a rigged election. And I say the only way it can end with a win is a rigged election, because what they did in 2020 is disgraceful. The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020. They rigged the presidential election, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024.
In his speech last night from Mar-a-Lago, apparently the president said the United States is in some ways a third world country. And he later added, frankly, our country is dying. What should people keep in mind? How will that dark vision impact our country? Let's listen to President Trump talking about that dark vision. Clip one.
If perchance they won, you will see numbers on energy the likes of which you've never seen before. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty, freedom, faith, and even hostile to God.
Marianne, where would we be going? What does this indicate about what a second Trump term would be like?
I mean, I think Trump obviously paints a pretty dark image of what the country, of how he sees the country and how many of his supporters see the country right now. I mean, I think that in terms of thinking about what a second term would look like, I think that that's a question that a lot of us have in terms of our reporting targets. I mean, one thing he's talked a lot about is wanting to root out the quote deep state of civil servants. And so what does that look like in terms of changes to the federal government and in terms of changes to the federal workforce? That's something that we'll be looking at. He talks a lot about wanting to have mass deportations. My colleague did a very good story about, you know, how that would actually be something that would logistically be challenging and potentially have court challenges. But that's something that he talks about in every speech. So I think we can expect him to take on.
He's promising to deport 14 million people.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically saying, like, he's basically taking this very hardline stance on immigration, and he is essentially vowing to do a massive deportation operation, like, which hasn't been seen in decades. And so I think that it's a way for him to appeal to his supporters, because when you talk to a lot of voters at his events, they'll mention the border, but I think it's also a sign that he is going to pursue a pretty hardline.
That he is making very clear. Marianne Levine, her piece is linked at our website, medved.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on on the Michael Medved show, one of the quotes that is highlighted in this piece in the Washington Post, and the piece appeared on a Trump's freewheeling speeches offer a dark vision of a second term. And again, a forced deportation of 14 million people, which he has promised at the very beginning of his new presidency. That would be the biggest forced migration in all of human history. And especially given the fact that he's promised to do it very quickly, the expense would be staggering. Because when it comes to arresting people, detaining people, going through the normal legal necessities, getting people on airplanes, some of the estimates have come to 100,000 per deportation, sometimes 200,000 per deportation. This would be unusual. They point out that in his speech in South Carolina that was covered so meticulously by the Washington Post, President Trump said, "I think they truly hate me more than anybody that's ever lived. You know, it's all because we won an election, 2016, and we weren't expected to win. All of this persecution is only happening because I'm running for president and leading very substantially in the polls." And then he added that he is actually being persecuted on behalf of his supporters. Quote, "Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it actually a great badge of honor," Trump said. And then he said, pointing at his temple with his right index finger, he quipped, "That's a little different thinking up there, isn't it? But it is what it is. And they want to silence me because I will never let them silence you," Trump told his supporters. "And in the end, they're not after me," he said. "They're after you. I just happen to be standing in their way." That has become a byword for his campaign. There's something else going on. When you talk about America becoming like a third world country, there's an article about a local story in the other side of the country from where I live, but in New York City area, in Teaneck, New Jersey. This report, headline, "Israeli Real Estate Show at New Jersey Synagogue Draws Angry Protesters." So what were they protesting? Hundreds of demonstrators protested on Sunday outside an Orthodox Jewish synagogue in Teaneck, New Jersey, where 35 Israeli real estate companies were promoting their properties to potential American buyers. The demonstrators carried Palestinian flags and signs denouncing Israel. Some brought prayer rugs and paused their chants to pray. Cars honked in support, or drivers and passengers flung vitriol at the demonstrators. I'm glad it was only vitriol and nothing that caused any injuries, because that wasn't the case. The demonstrators traded profanities and taunts with a much smaller group of pro-Israel counter-demonstrators, and police had to break up a few potential fights, but overall they kept the two groups separated. The real estate show at Congregation Keter Torah is one of several in the area this month that have sparked heated protests. Now, what are they protesting? They're protesting that they're trying to sell a real estate in Israel. Two Israeli companies called Home in Israel and My Home in Israel are holding shows in New York and New Jersey within a few days of each other, sometimes in the same Orthodox synagogue. Both companies say the events are promotional with no actual sales. Both companies say that the October 7th attack by Hamas and subsequent war have spurred some American Jews
interest in buying Israeli real estate. In Teaneck, several attendees said they were interested in buying property both because they want to support Israel and because of rising anti-Semitism in the United States, especially since the war's start. "We are victims of psychological terrorism," said Emma Horowitz, citing extreme security measures taken at her children's Jewish school since October 7th. Further events by My Home in Israel, which organized a Teaneck show, are slated for synagogues in Cedarhurst on Long Island on Tuesday and in Flatbush, Brooklyn on Wednesday. The idea that there are people demonstrating against people's purchase of property in Israel is extraordinary. One would think that with some of the anti-Semitic tone that you hear so often in some of the protests against Israel, that people would be happy if there are people who are planning to move to the Middle East, or at least to get another home, or more real estate representatives in the Middle East. Teaneck, they write in the New York Times, which once touted itself as a model of religious harmony with a Muslim mayor and an Orthodox Jewish deputy mayor, has become a seat of conflict over the Israeli-Palestinian hostilities. The township, with a population of almost 42,000, has the second largest Jewish community in the state of New Jersey, accounting for more than a third of the residents of Teaneck and at least 15 synagogues. But it is also a diverse township, and since the start of the war, residents say it has become increasingly polarized. In November, when about 75 students at Teaneck High School led a walkout over U.S. support for Israel, it drew scathing condemnation from local Jewish leaders. It drew scathing condemnation because the walkout was encouraged and permitted and sanctioned by the school. It also brought condemnation from elected officials who accused the school of fomenting anti-Semitism. School officials now face a federal discrimination investigation over their handling of the walkout. It's sad, isn't it, that in the midst of this election, there is this additional dimension and additional problem. In that context, there is a distinguished reporter who is the justice and race reporter at Axios, who covers the policies and agencies at the heart of the administration of justice and how it impacts people of color. And he's writing about Democrats' big vulnerability and Republicans' big opportunity. Why Democrats are losing black and Hispanic voters. Coming up on the Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy their time as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. Opponents argue such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. A sizable gathering of pro-Palestinian demonstrators forced the closure of San Francisco's International Terminal Wednesday. Videos show vehicles obstructing entrance ramps outside, while inside hundreds are seen blocking gates, elevators, and escalators. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome to the show Russell Contreras, who is the justice and race reporter at Axios. He covers policies and agencies at the heart of the administration of justice and how that impacts people of color. He's written an extraordinarily eye-opening article under the heading Democrats' Big Vulnerability, Why They Are Losing Black and Hispanic Voters. And some of the numbers here, particularly some of the graphs, show such an extraordinary decline in the Democratic advantage with people of color, with Latinos, and yes, with black voters. This comes at the same time that the New York Times is talking about the ongoing rise of black pro-Trump Republican supporters. Why is this happening right now in the second race between Biden and Trump, Russell? Especially given the fact that last time when Biden ran among non-white voters, he had a 50-point advantage over Trump. What's happened to that?
Well, thanks for having me. First off, I want to say I've been wanting to talk to you ever since I read Hollywood versus America back in the 1990s.
Well, thank you. This is 1992.
Yeah, my professor was a very liberal guy, said you should read this book. and he loved it. And back when professors wanted us to get both sides of the story, which is why it influenced me to become a journalist. So it's an honor here. You know, interesting with this story, this has been something that's been long happening. If you remember, right after the election of George Bush, or George W. Bush, in the second time in 2004, there were a lot of Democrats saying, hey, don't worry, George Bush won. There's a coming Democratic supermajority with the demographics changing, becoming a largely country of people of color. That was based on the assumption that all people of color were just going to run to the Democrats based on previous political behaviors. What people did not realize is that politics changed, parties changed, and so do some of the concerns of people of color. So what you're seeing here are Black, Latino, Asian American voters. They're not necessarily voting as they previously did. They're being open. They may not identify strongly with Democrats, still slightly with the Democrats, but they're opening their views to other advantages. And this is where I think Trump is getting an advantage. He's gaining advantage, by the way, by Republicans doing nothing. They're just getting mad at the Democrats and saying, look, you guys are just too condescending. We're going to look for other views and other viewpoints, and this is what you're seeing right now.
Well, one of the things that you write about, and it is amazing that this has not been recognized by a lot of the leaders of the Democratic Party, is that two issues, climate change and abortion, which the Democrats are hoping to use and emphasize in their campaign in 2024, they do not have a particular resonance among Black and Latino voters, those issues, do they?
No, because, you know, the face of abortion, it tends to be white women. And, of course, they want to appeal to a broad sector of folks. For Latinos, and we've done some research, they're like, hey, look, they may side with the reproductive rights side of the debate, but they don't see themselves reflected in that debate from the Democratic side. On climate change, this is something else. Latinos, when you poll them, they are concerned about climate change. But look, I live in the state of New Mexico, where oil and gas is our main revenue generator. It's hard to come to New Mexico and say, we are for climate, you know, we want to fight climate change, but we want to get rid of your oil and gas jobs, when it's the only job that pays well in New Mexico. So it does not resonate, and you don't have Latinos advocating for this. If you have white folks from the East Coast coming to talk to Latinos, they're like, look, you're being condescending. This is not something that's – and plus, also, if you're trying to get me to buy an EV or electric vehicle when there are no charging stations in New Mexico and Arizona. You know, I was recently through Thanksgiving. I got stalled outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and what I saw were a lot of tow trucks towing Teslas, because they did not make it to the charging station. One was only a mile away when it's cold. So it's not practical right now. And to say that you want an EV when you don't have charging stations, and let's be honest, we still like our classic cars, our classic lowriders, that does not resonate.
Okay, part of what's fascinating about your report is that in recent years, it's not only the percentage of people of color that has gone up for the Republican Party. It's also the percentage of white people. The advantage for white people most recently in the election of 2020 was 54% of white people supported the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, and only 38% Joe Biden. How does the Democratic Party, how are they talking about handling this challenge of losing their advantage among people of color at precisely the same time that they're even more disadvantaged among white voters?
That's a good question. And some Democratic consultants I've talked to said, look, you're going to need a rural plan, because not all people of color live in the urban areas. I live in New Mexico, one of the most rural areas in the country, and you have a lot of Latinos in these rural areas, and an urban ethos just doesn't resonate. They feel like, you know, like some white rural voters, like, hey, look, you're looking down upon me and my values, whether it's religious or access to guns or hunting culture. It's just not resonating, and it used to. So there are some Democratic consultants. When I talked to them, said, look, you got to change the message. You have you have some policies that they may agree with, but the way you're discussing them is alienating. And look, this is coming at a time where a lot of Latino and Black voters, quite frankly, just see the way the Democrats are approaching them as condescending. But on the same time, they look at some Republicans and it's like, look, the way you're talking to us is racist. So it's a wash. What else you got? So what we saw in 2022 is like, okay, well, we got an economic policy. Fine. Okay, I like that. I got a small business. That reached me. So they're basically saying, look, both of you guys are not my friends, but how can you affect my bottom line? Which one of you can help my wallet? And look, this is also coming at times where Hispanics are becoming more evangelical and less religious. So there's this big split. And one of the things I always say, man, is like, the whole debate about immigration, I think that should be reversed, because if you look at the folks coming across the border, what do you see when you look at the photos? They're praying. I would ask any Republican operative to go ahead and ask the questions of any undocumented person working in the hot streets of Phoenix. Hey, man, what are your stances on trans rights? Would you like us to tax more so we could take money away from your hard-earned in this 110-degree weather? So that we can pay for this guy who's not working, go ahead and ask them. It would be very interesting to see how this would flip, where actually Republicans will say, no, let's open the border. And Democrats will say, oh, wait a minute, let's vet. We need to vet and see who's coming in the country. That, I think, is one of the most underlooked things about this whole phenomenon.
It's so important. There's a front page article in the New York Times under the heading, Trump wooing a voting group he stereotypes, modest gains among African Americans. And it says he has repeatedly accused three Black prosecutors investigating him of reverse racism, etc., etc. There doesn't appear to have been any kind of change, has there, in Trump's approach?
No, but had he not, think about the gains he could make if he had more of a moderate rhetoric like a George W. Bush. Think of this change that's right here before us.
Oh, yeah, Trump would not like to be ever compared, I'm sure, to George W. Bush. But he should be. Russell Contreras, fascinating work, and I hope you'll join us on the show again. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, the House voted this morning, and it is not final yet. Of course, there's still a battle in the Senate. There are questions about the constitutionality, but the U.S. House passed a bill that would either require TikTok to divest from China or else face a ban here in the United States. And it is surprising to me that this is moving forward in such a nonpartisan way, partially because both candidates feel that younger voters, people below the age of 29, are a key voting segment that is very much up to grabs right now and up for grabs. And by the way, it's also a part of the voting spectrum that is up for grabs in terms of third and fourth party candidates, people like Cornel West and, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is what it sounded like in the House chamber with overwhelming bipartisan support when that ban on TikTok was announced. Clip four.
This vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65, one present, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without the objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Okay, the fact that the motion to reconsider is laid on the table just means that they can pick it up later. But Representative Mike Gallagher, who is one of the rising stars, widely respected in the Republican Party, and particularly for his focus on the dangers of Chinese imperialism. And he spoke on the House floor, making clear the primary aim of the measure. Clip 10.
The only impacted sites are those associated with foreign adversary apps, such as TikTok.com. It can never be used to penalize individuals. The text explicitly prohibits that, and it cannot be used to censor speech. It takes no position at all on the content of speech only foreign adversary control. Foreign adversary control of what is becoming the dominant news platform for Americans under 30. This is a common sense measure to protect our national security. I urge my colleagues to support this critical bipartisan legislation.
The whole idea being that it's not a control of speech. It's not a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution, because what it's trying to do is to prevent foreign influence and to prevent the foreign collection of data and information about users in this country. Dan Crenshaw, the Republican of Texas, again, one of the new generation of conservatives who one hopes will lead the party after the MAGA episode is over. And I do believe that that will be the case. But Dan Crenshaw had this to say in favor of the bill, clip 16.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them. That's how that works. They have a board member from the Chinese Communist Party on ByteDance. You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans. That would be a really weird interpretation of the First Amendment. The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean, and I don't want them to make money. So what, then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access to manipulate the minds of Americans? I don't think so. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill.
And they did. But it still faces constitutional objections and controversy in the United States Senate. One of the opponents to the bill was Eric Swalwell, Representative Swalwell of California, a very outspoken Democrat. And that's what's so fascinating about this argument, is there are prominent conservatives on the side of the bill and some prominent conservative voices opposed to it, and same division with liberals. Here's Swalwell about why he's opposed to the bill.
I don't like bans on speech, John, and you know, look, I don't like the Republican book bans. I don't like the bans on bodies that Republicans have put in place across the country. And I want to find ways, you know, to better, you know, restrict the use of data without, you know, taking away a platform that so many small businesses rely upon and so many young people, you know, use to communicate. And this would do nothing to look at other social media companies and, you know, and their data. So I don't like bans on speech, John, so it's going to be hard to support that one.
Okay, is it not true that if TikTok is dangerous now, it would be even more dangerous, arguably, if it was offered on an underground basis? John James, a fine young Republican congressman from Michigan, says, well, TikTok is like a deadly drug. This is clip six.
This is something that we're doing with unanimous support out of committee. That is bipartisan, 50-0, unanimous support. Because everybody knows that what has been going on with the CCP propaganda on TikTok is the wrong answer. And it's literally causing mental health crises among our younger generation, stoking anti-Semitic sentiment, and driving our nation apart. These are things that, from a culture standpoint, are concerning enough. But from a national security standpoint, the level of leaks that happen because of illegal data transfers that occur from the CCP reaching into your pocketbooks and into your data troves absolutely needs to be stopped. This, again, is no ban, but we're protecting American interests by saying, hey, CCP, if you want to continue to put poison into our minds, you can't do that. And if TikTok wants to continue to operate, then it needs to be sold by ByteDance to, I don't know, a company that doesn't want to see our demise.
It is fascinating the way that the split worked, and CNN's Manu Raju spoke with a number of politicians on Capitol Hill from both the House and the Senate. In order, they were Maxwell Frost, who's the Democrat from Florida, the youngest member of the Democratic caucus. He's against it. Dick Durbin, the Senate number two guy to Chuck Schumer, he's against it. Josh Hawley, he's for it, the senator from Missouri, is facing re-election. And Chip Roy, the congressman from Texas, he's for it. Listen.
You know, my argument here, yes, it has to do with young people, but taking a step back, I just think it's bad policy.
Successful politics is addition and multiplication, and cutting out a large group of young voters is not the best known strategy for re-election.
What about Trump's opposition to this?
I agree with him the first time, Manu, the first time around on this, when he, as president, tried to ban it.
The former president's trying to kill it. Well, he's wrong.
Well, the former president, what exactly is his position? He's actually had both positions on the TikTok issue. As for me, it just seems with some of the really tremendous problems that we have in the country, we started the show today talking about the defense budget and the need to spend more money in defense, the need to get more aid to our allies, the need to restructure America's position in the world and credibility in the world, all that is pressing. And going after TikTok, it just seems to me one of those government initiatives that is doomed to failure. If you say, oh, the government bans TikTok, do you think that the 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds and younger who are currently using it are going to say, oh, well, yeah, well, it's now being suppressed by vote of Congress. Not sure that's going to work. Or that it should work in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.